Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
We like to keep it informal around here. So this guy's known as our personal trainer for the mind. Maris Deepers, what tips have you got up your sleeve today for our mental health and well-being?
This week we're talking about journaling skills. It's something that I bring up time and time again in Mind Games, and I only realised when I sat down to think about this episode that we've never actually talked about some skills to how to journal, so an actual process for this stuff. So I thought I'd talk a little bit about how to journal, the sort of questions that you might be able to ask yourself, and then give you a quick exercise that you could do and just to get introduced to the process. The first mistake that a lot of people make when it comes to journaling or sitting and writing their thoughts and feelings down is that they treat it like a diary and they just write down what happened without any of those other elements that we experience life in terms of our emotional, cognitive, social, spiritual aspects. So it's more than just a description of events, but that's a really, really great place to start. So if you wanted to get in touch with how to journal, you might just be able to give yourself half an hour to an hour, make a cup of coffee, sit down and think about an event that occurred. It might be an event that occurred today or yesterday. It doesn't need to be a big event, just any event. And basically start out by writing exactly what happened. You're looking for the narrative of it. Who did what, where, how, and all those things. Then you need to sit down and ask yourself some questions in terms of when I was experiencing this, when this happened to me, how did I feel? What emotions was I feeling? And really try and get in touch with the emotions that you were feeling. And a lot of people are actually surprised at how many they experience in just a simple situation. What type of things was I thinking at that time, particularly in relation to what did I think this event might mean for me? What beliefs were happening for me? Did it challenge me in some way? What sort of thinking process did I get in touch with and was I engaged in then? And then ask yourself, what do I want this event to mean for me and for my life? Where does it fit in the grander picture and everything else? What's one thing or two things I could learn from this event? And in particular, if we're looking at trying to change our patterns of behavior, then ask yourself, what's one thing I could do differently in this journal entry that would get a different result? If I'm unhappy with the result, how could I get a different result? Might even be some writing around what I might like that result to be. And then that fits into that goal setting thing, whereas I can only set a goal and start to work towards that if I know what I'm working towards. So there's a couple of tips on how to journal.